He's always there when we need him, and we need him this morning. Mike Kelly is here with Keller Williams Real Estate, and also, of course, you hear him every Sunday morning here on KSRO for the Real Estate Hour. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Pat. One of my great inspirational movies was Anima.
That frightens me. You know, I saw it for the very first time in my life last night in advance of this interview.
You're kidding me. You've never seen Anima?
No. I mean, of course, I've seen snippets of it throughout the years, but then I had a pretty good idea of what it was, and it really lived up to being exactly what I thought it was. Not really made for me.
Yeah. It's a very interesting movie,
I'm glad to hear. I'm glad to know that about you, Mike, moving forward. But but we've been checking in with Mike since the fires, of course, because, you know, real estate's such an important component, not only as, you know, a point of reference in terms of what happened to us in October, but especially now as we begin the recovery and rebuilding and trying to figure out between a lot of factions how many people are going to stay in Sonoma County after the fires, and how many may leave. Just a story out this morning in the PD about the number of homes for sale in Sonoma County, that it's a 25-year low, Mike.
Yeah, and it's been trending that way now for, I mean, it's been coming down, Pat, since probably 2012. You know, I mean, we had the REO market we went through, and after we exhausted that, which was a good thing. The inventory has been just constantly on a downward spiral. And, you know, we've talked about it before, Pat. There's all, number one, the fire is a major issue. We lost 5,200 homes, which probably would have added to our inventory eventually.
Of course.
Those people had either left the stand and a lot of gone. The homeowners that got displaced, they're probably sticking around. It's kind of evident when you look at the number of lots for sale versus the Coffee Park area versus Fountain Grove, where there's just a slew of them in Fountain Grove. There's not that many happening in Coffee Park because those people really don't have any place else to go except for to rebuild.
Right.
You know, but in fact, with the resources that are inherent with a more affluent market, they have the ability to move about.
And so, and also, I would think it would be the affluence, and in many cases in the Fountain Grove area, age would also play a factor in this, because because I mean, if I lost my home, you know, later on in life, I think I would be up to the challenge of going through the rebuilding process.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, and we're seeing a lot of that also. But the inventory has been dropping, though, for the last, like, you know, 6 or 7 years. You know, the market, you know, tanked. You know, there's that old album, 10 years After. That was like, you know, what happened in 2008. So we're right about into our 10-year period.
Yeah.
There. And, you know, we've seen after that 2008, we had a slew of, like we said, the REO market was dominant. We had huge inventories at that time, and they were popping like crazy. And then we got into we exhausted those. Everybody said, okay, enough of these foreclosures. We're not going to have anybody in homes anymore.
Yeah.
And so that kind of went away. God knows where that went to. We think a lot of investors bought a lot of those remaining properties, you know, throughout the country. So now we're left with just regular old homeowners selling properties in a good time, but still at a certain age where, you know, the baby boomers, and we've talked about this, Pat, on the show extensively, they're out of the market. And that was the largest consumer-based generation ever.
Yeah.
It was the largest generation ever until the millennials came along and eclipsed us as far as our numbers are concerned. So we're kind of out of the market. So you take that huge sector out, they're not putting them on the market. They're not moving about. You know, the thing about a bubble market, and a lot of people just think this is a bubble market. Bubbles usually have three factors: an oversupply of inventory, a lot of speculation going on with a lot of builders, people snatching them up, a lot of investors buying properties, you know, and then a lot of people having access to really easy, cheap money.
Yep.
Well, we don't have easy money at all anymore, and we don't have an oversupply of inventory. you know, so there's hardly anything we can do. So this is not a bubble market. It's just a market that's just seeking inventory. And as you can see by the article in the PD today, it ain't coming. You know, 411 active listings for
yeah,
a population of 500,000 people.
Well, it seems to me that when you couple what you're talking about, Mike, the cyclical nature of low inventory, things like that, when you couple that with, of course, the fires and that sort of thing, and then you throw in this tax overhaul that may have something to do with how many people are willing to buy homes after that, you know, kicks in, realistically speaking. So you combine those three things. Wow. It sounds dire.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't think, you know, even though it did not treat us very well as far as home ownership, the tax law they passed, it's not that big of a deal. Because I think, you know, the reason you bought your house, but the reason I bought my house really had nothing to do with taxes. I got tired of being bullied by a landlord and being told to leave. And I wanted a place where I could do what I wanted to do with it, paint that wall pink if I want to, or green, or God knows what, Kelly green. So that's what a lot of people, you know, buy to begin with. Now, obviously, if you're looking to do some speculation, or if you want to get into this hot market, that's one of the good things about, you know, maybe paying, you know, too much for the property is that, well, heck, I can always take the interest off. Well, now that all depends on your tax bracket and if you're itemizing and if you're, you know, how you're filing. So, but it's not, it really didn't make it that much more attractive to buy. But I think people want to be here for just all the great reasons. When you look outside your window this morning, Pat, I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I just working with a client who's back in Milwaukee. And he goes, we're going to hit break 50 today, and the snow hopefully will melt. I was out, you know, with my shovel yesterday.
Yeah, it's a very different reality there for sure. And one of the indicators that we've been talking about especially over the past 6 weeks or so is, and you've got a handle on this, Mike, I know, how many properties and how many literal properties, because there are no more houses there, how many of those lots are going up for sale primarily in the Coffee Park, Fountain Grove area?
As far as numbers are concerned?
Yeah.
Well, not as many as we, I mean, there's much more, like I said before, there's much more up in Fountain Grove than there are in Coffee Park. Okay. But right, I think in Coffee Park, there's about 30 or 40 at escrow. So it's not like these huge numbers, Pat, where it's like 500 or 400.
Yeah.
We're not anywhere near like that. We're still like in the 50 to 60 range around.
Okay.
There.
So that hasn't really jumped up or increased to large degree.
Well, no, it's just not a point where you go, wow, there's 500 lots for sale in Fountain Grove.
You know? Yeah.
No, it's not anywhere, any that kind of thing at all. But it is interesting to note how many are coming on, you know, in that the market and how they'll treat them. We don't know if they're being bought by speculators. I mean, the last thing you want in Coffee Park is to have all these vacant lots pockmarked all over the area because you got some guys that are holding on to them, you know, for speculation. And we fear that may be the case with a lot of these. You know, getting people to build the darn things is going to be, you know, somewhat daunting, which is probably, you know, I know you've had Keith on the show before, and he's in this.
Yeah, many times.
You know, going on, yeah. You know,
I was also talking this morning, Mike, to Colonel McFadden from the Army Corps of Engineers and talking to him about the probability that a lot of the truck drivers who are now hauling debris off of those properties could also be some of the same workers who are, generally speaking, in construction and may be very interested in continuing once the debris removal is done and they can switch back to what is their general mode of employment, which is in the construction industry. That would be great.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, the spring is going to be a whole new animal, Pat. I mean, it's going to be very interesting over there. I mean, a lot of the lots that people are buying, you know, they think once they get that paper from, you know, whoever it is, the Army Corps, the city or whatever, that says you're clear, you can start building. Well, it ain't that easy.
No.
I mean, these foundations have been ripped out. You've got to resurvey the property. You're going to have to probably rebuild the lot itself to allow you to put a foundation on. And
well, you know,
I just see people are making
So are you still okay? You're cutting out for a second there. Yeah. I didn't know if you're still the. I was just. We were doing a story earlier this morning about the permitting process and the fact that even with the expedited process that the city and the county is doing for rebuilders, even at that stage of the game, there are still only 30 permits that have been approved so far, and only 21 of those are in Santa Rosa. Amazing.
Yeah, and that is a surprise, Pat, because, you know, I don't think anybody's going to be doing anything until they know the rains are not going to be. You know, I mean, you're going to have to, you know, there's a lot of things you're going to have to do, so why pull the permit now? I mean, when you have to do so much to get the property ready to, you know, to start building.
Very true, but it looks a damn sight better out there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, it looks great. But it's the believe me, the rubber's going to hit the road, Pat, when everybody says, okay, rain stop, let's go get foundations.
I know. I know. I just, you know.
It is going to be. They think they got a lot of people not now.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be crazy.
Well,
but I talked to homeowners at the time. We were still trying to figure out what they're going to do, what it's going to look like, what's the new house going to be like. You know, and it's such a cacophony. It's a Tower of Babel right now when you look at what is the end product going to be. So it's way, I think, too early to call it.
Well, as we keep saying, stay tuned because there is much, much more to come. Mike, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Yeah, but if you want to sell a house, Pat, now is the time.
Yeah.
Don't do it. No inventory, guys.
Yep, you know, that's right.
A market.
That's right, but stay here if you can. And except for the fact that Mike needs work.
Mike always needs work. Yes.
All right,
thanks,
Mike.
Pat. Look, glad to see you saw Animal House, okay?
I know, oh, boy.
Your life.
It will change my life, and I'm sure I'll watch it, zero times more. That's Mike Kelly from Keller Williams in the Real Estate Hour here on KSRO.